Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to our Cover 2 segment. I'm pleased to be joined in the studio by Tim McManus from Birds 24/7, Philadelphia Magazine, as well as Zach Berman from the Philadelphia Inquirer. And we're going to look into the preview of this Monday night season opener between the Eagles and the Washington Redskins. And gentlemen, and Tim, I'll focus with you on this one first and foremost. What did you learn about Chip Kelly and this Philadelphia Eagles team from the four preseason games?
Well, I learned that the offense got onto the rails pretty quickly and that the defense still has a way to go. And that was kind of the notion coming in, I think, to the season. We know that Chip Kelly is an offensive mind and that the innovations that he'd be bringing to the NFL level would probably be not only exciting but potentially effective. And I think that's what we saw, at least in a small sample that he showed us in the preseason. But the defense is still a work in progress. And so I think that we're going to be seeing a team that obviously is turning over and has a long ways to go, but there is definitely an excitement element that has everybody revved up.
Zach, what are your impressions of the preseason?
Similar to Tim, I think this offense has the potential to be dynamic in certain situations, and that's why Michael Vick should be the starting quarterback, because he brings that element that Nick Foles simply doesn't bring. That being said, the defense is really going to have growing pains this year. As they transition from the wide nine to the 3-4, completely opposite ends of the spectrum, and they frankly don't have the personnel that seems to entirely fit in their desired defense, so they're going to be somewhere in between, and there's going to be growing pains. To win games, they're going to have to outscore teams. It's not going to be these 13-10 NFC East games. It's going to be 30-28 games.
Now, let's talk about Chip Kelly and the offense. And we saw a prolific offense in the preseason. We saw some big-time plays. We saw the Eagles able to move the football. But, Zach, I'll ask you this first. What do you think Chip Kelly is saving for the regular season, and in particular, this Monday night opener?
That's a good question. I think the tempo, what we saw from the Eagles' tempo in the second game and the third game, they show glimpses of it. We're just going to see it on the gas pedal much longer now. So you're going to see how fast they can go for how long. I think what you'll also see is I don't want to call them trick plays, but more personnel groupings that maybe they didn't expose so far. So you might see some guys line up in the backfield who you would ordinarily see split wide. Some guys would be in the backfield, will be wide now. So that's, I think you'll just see more diversity in their scheme than we saw before.
I think with DeSean Jackson in particular, you know, he has been talking this preseason about how he's going to be moved in different spots. He's going to be on the outside 1 minute, then he's going to be in the slot, then he's going to be in the backfield. I mean, that's a wrinkle that I think is going to give defenses trouble, and one that we really didn't see in the preseason. So I think that Kelly is waiting for this Monday night game to really start showing how he's going to be packaging DeSean Jackson, who is, I think, just absolutely critical to the success of the team this year.
Now, Zach, you touched on the defense, and you mentioned that the Eagles are transitioning from the 4-3 to the 3-4. As they prepare for RG3, and Tim, I'll start with you on this one, as they prepare for RG3, who's been cleared to start, is going to be out there for the Washington Redskins, even though it didn't play in the preseason, how do you think this 3-4 defense will be better equipped to defend RG3?
I think the concept of a 3-4 is better for attacking a read option and an RG3 type of quarterback. For the fact that if you have the outside linebackers that are standing up, the different ways that the linebackers can attack, I think that's a better thing overall. In fact, Mike Shanahan was just talking about that today, that in his experience, 3-4s have been tougher to kind of conquer from an offensive perspective. But whether this defense is going to be able to shut down an RG3 or a read option in year one is a completely different story, because these are just new pieces and new places, learning new principles and new techniques. I mean, that is a whole lot to have to overcome in order to be a successful defense in week one, let alone year one.
If you look at Monday's game, and so much attention is rightfully paid to what Robert Griffin III can do with his feet and what he can do with his arm, But what makes him so tough to defend is him in the play action. He is such a good play action quarterback. Alfred Morris is a very effective running back. The Eagles' defensive backfield in the past struggled against the play action. What I want to see is how does the back four, so to speak, how do they do against the play action compared to years past?
All right, last but not least, very quick here, we have to wrap up this segment. Zach, I'll begin with you. What's your prediction for Monday night?
I think a high-scoring game. I'm going Redskins 30-28, so the number I gave before.
Tim? I think that the Redskins are going to win, but if you're going to catch the Redskins, this is the time to catch them. RG3 hasn't played a snap in the preseason. There's a possibility that he comes out rusty and maybe the Eagles can steal one, but right now I have the Redskins with a slight win here.
Well, hopefully the Eagles can steal one down in Landover, Maryland at FedEx Field. That's going to do it for our Cover 2 segment. For Zach and Tim, I'm Chris McPherson. Thanks for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.